So Harley-Davidson just released a new limited edition motorcycle today, and the internet is ablaze. You either love it or you hate it. Let's talk about it. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks. We talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and Harley-Davidson news. And I am back talking about Harley-Davidson because they released a Super Glide today, and people either think it is great or people absolutely hate it. Let's talk about what they released. I'm going to show you some pictures of this bike. It is not a replica. First off, a lot of people are upset because this doesn't have the boat tail fender. You know, it doesn't have rear shocks. It's not on that swing arm platform with rear outboard suspension. It's on the soft tail platform. The reality is, as a major manufacturer, they cannot mass produce motorcycles like this for $15,999 price tags that have unique frames or unique fenders or things like that. If they're going to produce a bike like this and charge very much close to what the Street Bob is, but this has got a nicer paint job and a few other changes, then it's going to have to be very similar from the parts thing. Somebody made a comment that it's a parts bin bike. You can say that about every Softail. They're one chassis with different tanks and different bars and different front shocks and, you know, a wider rear fender and a wider tire and this and that. But they're still, you know, a platform. And all those models just have incremental changes. You complain about not having enough choices from Harley-Davidson, then they give you some choices and you don't like it. Now, someone said it's just a Softail standard with chrome trim. That's probably the closest analogy, to be honest. Or a Street Bob. The Softail standard and the Street Bob are very similar. This does have a few differences. Let's talk about that. Bike is very similar in weight to the Softail standard. Very similar in height. Has slightly lower seat height. Probably because it has a different seat. Mid controls. We do have a lot of chrome on this bike. Headlight bucket, chrome, chromed out. More so than the Softail standard was or the Street Bob. It also has a 5-gallon tank. That is something that is different. Maybe people didn't catch that from the photos, but we have a bigger tank, which is something people complained about with the Softail standard. So they fixed that, and you have a tank console, kind of like the Fat Boy. So your gauge is down in the tank, which is what like the Super Glide was at the time and stuff. So, or previous generation Super Glides have been. Because we've had multiples. We've had the FX 1971 Super Glide, the original. We've had Dyna Super Glides. There's been FXRs. I'm sure when they went from the FX to the FXR, people bitched that they changed the frames and it's not the FX. And then we went from the FXR to the Dyna, which was supposed to be a better frame. People bitched and said it's not as good. You know, things change. The reality is they're a mass production automotive industry producer of motorcycles. They are producing 100,000 units. If you want them to build you a one-off with the boat tail fender or whatever and, you know, outboard shocks and all that stuff, it's going to cost a lot of money. Just buy yourself a frame and have this built the way you want it. If that's what you want, you're going to spend the same amount of money. They cannot cater to every whim and make this unique fender or this fender for that particular style. They have to make this cost justified, because if they did those kind of caterings, the price would go from $16,000 to $20,000. Then people say it's too expensive and they wouldn't buy it. So I'm not trying to defend Harley-Davidson. I'm trying to help people understand how manufacturing works. You know, personally, if they did the boat fender, I would hate it. I didn't like that fender. That's just a personal preference. If you love it, cool. Then, you know, great, I understand that it's not what you want, and that's all you got to say. But to say this is a huge fail because they didn't make it look exactly like the 1971 model, you're looking for a replica. This is not a replica, and they never said it was a replica. And you wouldn't get a replica for that price tag. If you go price to having somebody hand-build you one that looks like a 1971, have a professional builder build you one, come back, let me know what that's going to cost you. With modern technology like linked braking and ride modes and ABS and all of those other features, cruise control that we're getting, and a Milwaukee 8 117 second gen motor that's got cooled heads in it. I'll wait for you to come back and let me know. I'll be watching in the comments. How about that? Personally, I think it's a step in the right direction because it is more choices. And it's a tribute in paint to an older model. But I think they did some cool stuff with it. I think it's a step up from the Softail standard. It's tubeless spoked wheels. Somebody said something about them being spoked and tubes. These are tubeless spoked wheels. You do get a 117 classic variant. I'm sure if you don't like that, you can change the air filter, change the exhaust, and you can get more power out of it. But it is the second gen 117 motor. It's going to have cruise control. It's going to have all of those standard safety features like link braking and stuff that I was just talking about. And I think it looks cool. Am I going to buy it? No, because I think there's something cooler coming that I'm already waiting for. I think Harley's got a lot of stuff they're going to do in the next year, and I'm excited about it. Will they bring back the Dyna? I have no indication they will, but based on the comments, they should be considering it because you guys are going nuts over Dyna. The question is, if they brought back a Dyna, would you buy one? Or do you just think they should bring back the Dyna? You got to be willing to buy one, you know, for it to really matter. Otherwise, you're just commenting to comment. What matters is, you know, who's going to buy what product. Manufacturers don't tend to discontinue products that sell well. Now, why they don't sell well, maybe their own fault, like with the Road King and the pricing and some of that, but it wasn't doing well, so they probably didn't try and fix that situation. I am hoping in the next year, with all these new models coming out, we're going to see a return of the Road King. Maybe we'll see a trim model that's like the Deluxe, that's a more historically looking motorcycle. We'll have to see what they do, but I'm excited that they're making these efforts. They just announced they're bringing production back to the U.S. Now they've come out with this motorcycle. It is a limited edition, 2,500 units in Canada and the U.S., and the price tag is only $1,000 more than Street Bob, and you get a chromed out version. I think that's a great value for somebody that was looking at a Softail Standard or a Street Bob. And I'm going to tell you, having a limited edition numbered bike like that is really cool. I like the way they did it on the tank. This bike is a limited edition bike. It was a 85th anniversary in 1988, first year of the Softail Springer. And it's got a number on the dash that says it's one of 1,450. This isn't number one. I'm not going to tell you what exact number it is. But it has that same aspect. And this is my dad's bike. And I always thought that was cool. So I think it's cool that they're doing that on this bike as well. Now, you guys, you don't have to like what I like, and that's fine, and you're allowed to have your opinion, and I want to hear it in the comments. So leave me a comment. Let me know if you think it was a fail or not. Do you want the Dyna platform back? But you got to understand, they can't bring a Dyna frame-style bike back for only 2,500 units. Maybe that'll happen in the future, maybe in the next few years with the changes from the CEO. We'll see something like that, but it just physically doesn't make sense for them to do that from a finance standpoint, from a production standpoint. So I thought it was cool what they did. Want to know what you guys think, and wanted to kind of share my perspective on all the comments. If you guys like this video, give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. And if you do that YouTube thing and you like this kind of content, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to smash that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.